And we are here at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention 2022. It, of course, is a gathering of Christian communicators from all over the country. And we're talking to interesting people that we found along the way. And the topic right now is how to make a wise, informed vote based on your faith. I've got Debbie Wuth now, who is with iVoterGuide.com. If I mess up the website, it'll be a big problem here. So iVoterGuide.com.
iVoterGuide.com. I'm the president, and we just want to equip Christians to cast an informed vote.
Yeah. Tell me about the website. What is it you do? What will people find when they get there?
Well, if you go to iVoterGuide.com, our primary role, our lane, is to give you information about the candidates on your ballot. So you enter your address, your voting address, and we personalize the ballot just to you so that you don't have to know what district you vote in and who represents you. We make that easy. Yeah. So and we research the candidates, looking at what they've done, not just what they say they're going to do, and give you even a rating of every candidate on your ballot of how conservative or liberal they are, which in the party primary is going to be really important.
Yeah. Now, one interesting thing about this, to me anyway, is one would assume that if you're doing that kind of work, that your background is in politics. But your background is not in politics. You're a nerd.
I'm a nerd. I'm an engineer. I have a master's in computer science.
Yeah.
And then I raised my kids for 20 years. I was just asking God what he wanted me to do with my empty nest. And my Bible study teaching director's husband is the one who programmed iVoter Guide. So I came on, helped them gather campaign finance data, learned what they did, kind of rose up from the mailroom to now be the president and be used by 3.5 million voters last year.
And not to get too much in the weeds, but the technical side of this has to be really complicated to take that database and match it up with an individual.
We have a huge database of thousands and thousands of candidates and 100,000 campaign finance records, scorecards from hundreds of groups, endorsements from thousands of endorsers, and we really have aggregated all political intelligence into one place. So it's really a unique tool, but its purpose is to protect our ability to share Christ and to live in the public square.
Why is it important for Christian voters to really be informed before they go to the polls? I think it's a self-obvious question, but I want to hear your answer to it.
It's informed because we point to a quote that Bill Federer said, the most important thing we can do is lead people to Christ. The second most important thing is to preserve the freedom to do the most important thing. And you guys know that freedom is under attack. And it's from people that were elected or that judges who were either elected or appointed by those we elected. So we're being proactive. First Liberty is great. You guys are the firefighters. You're putting out the fires. We want to be Smokey the Bear. We want to make sure we have fewer of those battles to fight by electing people who believe what we believe and share our values and will fight to preserve those freedoms.
And what you just said is exactly why I wanted to talk to you. Because we really are. We're kind of the last line of defense. That's one of our taglines that we use. But it's so important for people to start that fight long before it ever gets to where they would need us to step in and help.
Yeah, we need to be on the front lines. In this republic, we the people have the power. And information is power. Too many people don't vote because they don't have information about who to vote for, especially in the primary. We equip you, we empower you, and that motivates you to actually take your role and go into the polling poll. Go vote.
Now, on your website, you list the key areas that you highlight. It's right to life, religious freedom, thank you for that, national defense, healthcare, economy, border security, and of course, as you mentioned, our focus is religious freedom. But I dare say that most people aren't thinking about religious freedom when they go into the voting booth.
They may not, but you know, with all these vaccine mandates and all of that, they may be thinking about it a little more because they're sensing that authority that's coming from the elected officials, and the ability to have those freedoms relates to that, and that's an important factor when you're choosing who to vote for.
Well, good stuff. Anything else you'd like to share before I let you go?
I would just encourage people go to iVoterGuide.com and join our email list, and we'll let you know when it's time to vote. We're researching up to 12,000 candidates right now, getting ready for primaries in all 50 states, and we cover all the federal candidates. We cover state-level candidates in 35 states, and if you join our email list, we'll let you know when the information's available for you.
Excellent. I appreciate the work you do. It's important, and it's the right thing to be working on.
And we appreciate you. You got to have the firefighters, so thank you.
Debbie Wuth now, thank you so much. And we will be back with more right here at, Where are we again? We're at NRB 2022, a Christian Media Convention in Nashville, Tennessee. We'll see you on the next episode of First Liberty Live.